Hello, boys and girls, welcome to another episode on the Let It Off Your Chest podcast. It's Daniel here again, and this is the last weekend in the month of October. Some days, and October would be out of our way for good in the year 2022. Just in the year 2022. I think this is one weekend where I talk about something very serious. I try to tone down the seriousness of my episodes on weekends, but it feels important to me. It feels serious to me, but I don't know, you decide. What happens when fear comes? This is personal, and I believe that people out there who would be able to relate with this. So, case in point, you're preparing for something, you are doing something, and then all of a sudden you just begin to get scared. Is this going to work? Is this going to make sense? What if? So, you think of 1,000 worst case scenarios in your head about how stuff is going to end badly and terribly and so catastrophically. Is that a word? Will end in such disastrous manner that you will just be a failure and people will realize that you are a scam, a terrible, terrible failure. What happens when this fear comes? First of all, why does this fear come? Is it a good thing that fear is coming into your mind? Fear is a feeling. It's one thought, first of all. And just like every other thought, we cannot control what comes into our mind or stays out. What we can do is we can decide what happens with those thoughts. What do we do with those thoughts? So yes, fear comes into your mind and you begin to panic and begin to say, oh, I'm not ready for this. I'm not ready for this phase. I'm not ready for this new season that I'm in. I'm not ready to begin this task. It happens. It's very, very legit. It's very, very valid. These things happen. But what happens? What do you do when it comes? First of all, realize that you get scared when you are doing something that is beyond you. Yes, for instance, if an adult is given a multiplication table assignment, the adult will get scared because he has gone through that level and he knows, okay, 2 times 1 is 2 and 2 times 12 is 24. But if a toddler is given 2 times table, the toddler is scared because I don't really know this thing. So, you get scared. Fear comes in when you are faced with a season that is new to you, a phase that is new to you. Yes, it happens. It's something that is very, very, very real and valid. So, give yourself grace. You're scared. Yes, fear has come. Fear is not coming because you are not doing anything. Fear is coming because you are doing stuff. People who are idle do not get afraid. You only get afraid when you are doing stuff. Get that into your mind now. So, you can say it's a good thing that you're afraid because you're actually doing something. Do you understand? Does that make sense to you? I think this is a good time to stop this episode, but I'm not stopping it yet. So, the fear has come. What should you do? One, acknowledge that you are a human being. Acknowledge the fact that you are doing something. Yes, I'm doing something. I'm doing something right. I may not be able to see what it is that I'm doing. I may not be able to see the direction I'm supposed to head towards, but I am doing something. Two, go over what it is that you are preparing for. Go over the preparations for the new phase, for the new season, for the new project at hand. go over it over and over again, because it's possible that the reason you're scared is because you are not adequately prepared for that season. So go over it and look at what it is that you have and see if indeed you are adequately prepared for that or not. And if you are not adequately prepared for whatever it is that you want to begin, prepare. That is a good time to, you know, do some more work. That is a good time to do things better. That is a good time to improve on whatever it is that you want to do. And you'd be fine, honestly. Trust me. Believe me. I've been there. I am currently there. And I believe that I'm going to be fine. I believe that this too shall pass. Yes. This too shall pass. And you'd look back at this period as one period that you overcame. Yes. And you genuinely would be fine. Alright? Yes. I really hope this made sense to you. If you know anyone who would also want to listen to this, please be sure to show them how you got here. And you'll be here from again, beautiful people, tomorrow. Ciao.